The British royal family, who own over 16% of the entire planet, seems to be falling apart, which is nothing to mourn, for they are one of the most monstrous families on Earth. In 1964, the Queen and Prince Philip visited a school in British Columbia. Former resident William Coombs claims that 10 of his classmates were taken by the Queen and Prince Philip, never to be seen again. The notorious pedophile and necrophiliac Jimmy Savile was close friends with the royal family. Charles wanted him to be Prince Harry's godfather. He was awarded the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire in 1971 and knighted by the Queen in 1990. Prince Andrew has been a regular at Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. King Charles was close friends with a bishop who was convicted of raping over a dozen boys. A former student of Aldenham School claims that students were routinely raped and tortured by members of the Worshipful Company of Brewers, which was frequented by Jimmy Savile, King Charles, and Lord Mountbatten, who has been accused of raping an 11-year-old boy. Jeanette Archer says she was abused by the royals as a young child and says that they are reptilians. According to Princess Diana's friend, Christine Fitzgerald, Diana's nickname for the Windsors was the Reptiles, and used to say that they are not human. While this may sound strange, most royal bloodlines in history were said to be the offspring of reptilians, often described as dragon or serpent people. In an interview with David Icke, Arizona Wilder told her story of being bred for the express purpose of conducting rituals for the royal family.
I was bred for this role that I fulfill. I was being abused and traumatized and on purpose for the mind control that they need someone to go through to do whatever they say.
She explained the importance of blood rituals.
What it's all about is that the blood and the menstrual blood contains something that is important for the propagation of this race that is controlling things on this planet.
She explained the infamous adrenochrome.
For it to be secreted in the blood is they need terrorization of their victims. They are killed at that moment as they are staring into their eyes.
She said when the royals and others smelled blood, they would shapeshift into reptilians.
When the victims are starting to be sacrificed, it's the scent of the blood. They start shape-shifting at that point in time. They can't hold their shape when this happens.
The human shape.
The human shape they cannot hold. They go back into reptilian shape as this is happening because it's a type of excitement of the kill. I have seen at rituals, I have seen George Bush. I have seen the two sons when they were young.
Are these the sons that have become governors since?
Yes. One is in Florida and one is in Texas. Madeleine Albright, I have seen Henry Kissinger. I've seen the Queen Mother there. And I have seen Princess Margaret there. I've seen Charles there. And they shapeshift.
What have you seen the Queen or any of the royal family do in relation to that? Have you seen them sacrifice and consume human flesh?
I've seen all of them drink human blood and consume human flesh. There are certain times when there will have been someone doing a sacrifice and it's not happening fast enough for them. So they will step in and finish it themselves. These reptilians live hundreds of years, and so they have to have taken more than one human body to live in.
David Icke predicted years ago that the royal family would be removed to make way for a one-world government. And Dr. Michael Sala, who has been researching exopolitics for 20 years, has a different theory which could explain the fading of the royal family.
The ousting of the Saqqara reptilians in 2021 and how the deep state is panicking without their overlords. What about these reptilian extraterrestrials, and what do you know about this?
What we have is a lot of evidence going back thousands of years that there are these reptilian species that have played a big role in controlling the Earth. And the name of the kind of apex reptilian is Sakaar. So these are kind of like dragon-like creatures, you know, 8 foot to 12 foot tall. And they apparently have been forced to leave our solar system recently with the arrival of these kind of more senior species. They're here to watch our emergence into a planetary, into a galactic culture. They're here to watch that. But once that has happened, over a period of maybe a dozen years or so, they're going to leave. And then we're going to have to fend for ourselves. So it's almost like, you know, where we're breaking out of the shell. But once we've broken out of the shell, like any little animal that's just broken out of a shell, you know, the parent has protected you, but you're on your own now. You know, good luck.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.